Welcome to the Lighten Up Podcast with Lauren Polly, your invitation for living on the lighter side of life. My name is Lauren Polly, and I am delighted that you have chosen to join me for episode 110. Why can't you relax? It seems like everyone is desiring to relax and actually have that beat of relaxation, but it's so hard. It's almost like this unattainable thing or the ungettable get, where we think that in order to relax, we need a two-week spa vacation, or we need to relieve the one major pressure in our life, whether that is financial or relationship or business. There's just this kind of like push to get relaxed, which always has me super confused. There seems to be a huge misidentification of what it is, not just to be relaxed from looking at what that would look like for you, but also what that feels like in your own body and your own space, that has us chasing something that may not actually be true for us, may not be that relaxation that actually allows us to feed ourselves, to replenish ourselves, to really nurture ourselves and live in a state that's constantly regenerative that way. There's a lot of misinformation, I find. There's a lot of different information out there. And again, what's true for you will always make you feel lighter. So just dig into this conversation and start to take note of how you've been seeking your relaxation, what's actually been effective for you. That's awesome. Keep going. And also what we can pop open here in this conversation to allow it to go deeper. For me, it's much more of what if relaxation could be a moment-to-moment choice and a way that you actually live, more so than this episodic thing that we're chasing, where I'm going to be stressed all week, and you know what, this weekend I'm just going to relax. Or I'm going to be stressed all year, and oh good, my 2 week vacation time, now I'm going to relax and enjoy myself. There's such a different possibility where we're actually able to live in a relaxed state, in a softened state, and one that again has a fuel tank that continually regenerate, so you don't go into empty tank syndrome. And you also don't go into that weird thing we talked about on last week's show about the fight or flight response and the adrenal overload, which does nothing really but burn you out. So first of all, everything this conversation brings up, everything that gets activated before we even begin, breathe, relax, and again, allow your space to expand. And that takes nothing more than just the request of getting bigger, allowing the energy that you actually have available to spread, to permeate, and with that, a beat, a breath of relaxation and softening. What I find so often is, again, this misidentification of what relaxation actually feels like in your body and in your space. One thing I've noticed a lot working with clients, not just with the yoga and the meditation, but also with the energy work, with the tools of Access Consciousness, as soon as someone starts to tap into this relaxed space where things are just easy and ease-filled, where there's no effort and there's no push and there's no adrenal drive to keep going to the next goal, there's just more space to choose your next step. One complaint I hear from most people is that they get bored, which I think is so fascinating to look at where we have actually misidentified and where we can't actually relax, because we have this lie in our head that relaxation equals boredom, that they're one and the same. So often when we hit that space of relaxation where we are soft, there's no push, there's no effort, there's just this ease and ooze and flow, we go, wait a second, something's missing here. And what's missing is that adrenal push, fight, flight, really focused attention that has us thinking that there's more excitement, there's more stuff to do, there's more creative whatever. It's almost like having to house energy, to store it up, to gather it and gather it and gather it until you have enough to boop, push yourself forward. When you're actually creating your life and conscious living from relaxation, it feels totally different. There is more of this spaciousness and this ooze, this ease. And a lot of people, once they actually access that, they start thinking they're bored with their life because it doesn't have the same pop and intensity and drama and goal focus. How fascinating is that? But you can see how you could never actually go into true relaxation and create your life from there if you have this lie at play. So take a look to see where maybe you have actually had moments of living fully, experiencing your life amazingly from a space of relaxation and from an ease of intensity. And an intensity of relaxation that was actually full of energy, but felt super different. That because there wasn't the adrenal push, there wasn't the drama, there wasn't that storehouse of energy to catapult you, you thought that you were actually bored. Interesting. And it's also fascinating to add this conversation piece in. A lot of times when you are really functioning from true relaxation of being, where your being is relaxing into itself, where you're relaxing into your consciousness, into your own awareness, and into your deliciously relaxed body and creating with that, there's actually the capacity to be more and to actually be way more productive, to actually do more as well from that space. How often have you tapped into that space of relaxation and got that, oh shit, now I'm bored? Not really realizing that, oh, from this increased spaciousness of relaxation, I can actually start to add more things to my life. Not from the sense of I'm bored and now I have to frenetically go into busyness, do, but wow, now that I'm more relaxed and I have this space and this ease, this forward momentum that is actually regenerative and easeful, now I can actually add more, I can do more that will actually light me up, interest me, and spark my curiosity, spark my exploration. Do you actually see how different that is? And how fascinating it is where we go into just hitting that beautiful possibility, just starting to access that space that's just more open, more soft, more relaxed, and again, more ease-filled. And when we go into that relaxation, go, oh, now I'm bored. Now I have to start frenetically doing. As opposed to, oh, now there's more ease and relaxation. What else can I add to my life here? Not from the space of doing, but from the space of actually being and relaxing into that. So that's one lie that I find a lot of people function from right when they hit that spot. That boredom thing comes up because that relaxation doesn't match the picture that we have of what relaxation is, also what it would mean to actually be functional and highly productive in our life. That's kind of the second lie that comes up, is that not only am I bored, but I'm not doing enough, or I don't have that same sense of busy, 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 constantly fussing and being in the production of life. And that lie of productivity where you really have to do a lot to be able to get a final result. When you're functioning from that space of relaxation and you ask, what can I add to my life? What more can I do and be? That's a totally different possibility. That's actually doing, taking action, conscious action from that space of ooze and forward momentum. It's very different. What if you're not actually bored when you're relaxed? And what if you're not productive when you're relaxed? What if there's an open space that you could actually start adding more enjoying more, experiencing more, and awakening more in a way where you are big and spacious and your body gets to enjoy that regenerative quality as well. Another thing I hear frequently from people is that as soon as they hit this relaxed space, they start to get really tired. I get like this too, where I'm like, oh my God, I could just like lay down and like knock out. And it's really fascinating because what I get so frequently is that space of relaxation, again, coming off that adrenal overload that we go into, coming out of the sympathetic nervous system, which is fight, flight, fight, flight, really more of a reactive space, we start to ease into the parasympathetic nervous system, which is the restore mode. Fascinating. You need both. It's not that one is right and one is wrong, but what if you were actually able to create more from that restorative place? Where, yeah, you may feel quote-unquote tired at first, but how much have you misidentified that tired sensation as that, not actually that relaxation where you don't need the added push? You don't need the added fight. You don't have to figure things out constantly and have your mind whirling constantly. You also don't have to be moving at a frenetic spinning pace. You actually have that space to relax into. There's quite a different energy. And just right now, if you can think of somebody who has more of a sense of ease with them, more of a sense of space, more of that relaxed quality, just imagine them, imagine their energy, really get clear and start to perceive that magnetic gravitational pull that they have. You don't know what it is, but you want to lean in. You're not quite sure what it is, but you love being around them. You love being in their space. You love talking to them. You love listening to them. Your body gets relaxed right when you get around their body. Where they have a softness, they're actually having that pull in. That's a quality that you can start to harness living in true relaxation. Being able to relax and live that way, that's the gravitational pull. That's very different than what we think of as the frenetic spin and the big pop of energy that we think is what pulls people towards us. Doesn't mean you can't be loud, doesn't mean you can't be joyful. We all have our different ways and variations with that. But when you add in this energy of true relaxation, expansiveness, easefulness, softness, you have a different quiet power that starts to not only gravitationally wise pull people into your world, but also pull in the things that you desire as well. It's like the mantra of access consciousness, all of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory. You actually become that. You relax into that space and allow life to come to you while you're taking action, as opposed to having to chase it, which again is that energy of frenetic doing, of being bored and having to act, 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 of go, oh my God, I'm tired when I'm relaxed. I gotta stress myself out again. It's a totally different possibility. There is a lot to this conversation. We're going to keep on keeping on with this one. If you didn't listen to last week's episode, I highly recommend it. It's called What Fuels You, Problems or Possibilities. We went over the adrenal overload big time. This is kind of a continuation of that. And in the coming episodes, we're going to talk a lot about bodies and being able to be present and relaxed and alive with those energies. To open this space of possibilities even deeper for you, I'd love to offer you a free gift. It is a guided meditation called Softening from the Outside In. It is super delightful and delicious and will open this conversation up more fully for you and for your body. The download link is in the show write-up below. Download it, listen, relax, enjoy, and where can these conversations lead us in the future? Have an amazing week. Don't forget to lighten up and live consciously, and I will speak with you soon.